Yo, what is up, everybody? It is your boy Aegis, aka Static Shock. What was that? Oh my gosh. It's already getting chaotic. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of For Life Means, the podcast of encouragement, perspective, and life. I am so excited for this episode. Just like I am every single episode. Let's be real. I'm always excited for the episode. Like, things don't change for real. Like, things don't really be changing like that. But yeah, welcome back to another episode of For Life Means the Podcast. I am so excited, and I really just want to get into it. But before I do get into it, all you people on Instagram that be watching these little videos, check out the episode. I know you like the little ASMR. Yeah, I got water today. But yeah, go check out the episode. Stop just looking at the thing on the Instagram. Go to the actual episode. But for all you who are actually listening to the episode, nice to have you here. Thank you so much. All right, let's go ahead and get to the music. Okay. Welcome back. So like I said, I'm super excited for this episode. You know what I'm saying? It's the new year. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I think at the time of this dropping, it's going to be the 31st. But basically, it's the new year. You know, around this time, everybody's making, you know, they're like New Year's resolutions. You know, they're thinking about their life and going over their past year. And, you know, just trying to make a better... You know, this time people are reminded that, you know, we should really be out here doing some stuff. Like, we can't just be out here sitting around, you feel me? Even though there's a pandemic, you know, but we can't. I mean, that doesn't give us an excuse to just be sitting around and not going for our purpose, not going for our God-given purpose. And of course, not everybody's thinking that, because not everybody's, you know, even believes in God. But you know what I'm saying, like, people are just, you know, they're focused on purpose right now and getting their money up and, like, you know, just doing better in life. And this is good. I love this time of season, because this is the time where people are just so inspired and the gym is just full. I'm not really excited for that. The gym is gonna be crazy, man. But I'm happy the people are coming in, and I just really hope that they stick to it. But there is something very important that I want to talk about regarding New Year's resolutions, regarding upping your quality of life, regarding your purpose in life, and that is position versus your heart. Position versus your heart. What do I mean by that? So position, this is the place that you want to get to. These are your goals. These are your dreams. These are your desires. These are your ultimate purpose. There is a place that we're all trying to get to. You know, some of us are trying to lose a certain amount of weight. Some of us are trying to get a certain job. Some of us are trying to get a certain position in the church. Some of us are just, there's a certain goal that each one of us has. During this time of our New Year's resolutions, you know, we all have these goals. We have these certain goals, right? That is our position. And our heart is our motives, our reasons for doing things, our actions, the things that we do in our daily life. That is our heart. That is our heart. The things that we do in our daily life, that is our heart. Now, in order for us to get to this certain position, in order for us to achieve our goals, our heart, our actions, our motives have to match that position. I can't get to where I want to go if what I'm doing in my day-to-day life, if it's not going to get me there, if it's not going to match that position. I can't get to where I want to go unless my heart matches it. Okay? I cannot be a doctor if, well, I cannot and maybe should not be a doctor if I don't go through the correct schooling and I don't care about people and I don't care about healing people, the healing the sick and taking care of the sick and the needy. My heart says I don't care about these people. I don't care about them at all. That kind of heart is probably not good for the position of a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, my heart has to match my position. And so what does that mean for all of us? We have this time of New Year's resolution, and everyone's we are all talking about a certain position that we're trying to get to, but we're not talking about what we need to do in order to get there. So I've been on this very awesome, I'll tell you what, very awesome health journey in these past 4 months. Shout out to my boy Rodney. He has gotten me just super motivated, and it's just been really dope experience. He's been coaching me, and it's been just really dope. I've learned a lot of things about myself, and it's just been really really enriching and really edifying. But why did I start talking about that? But so I had the goal of achieving a certain body type, but that goal is just not, it's just not going to happen by itself. It's not going to happen just by one thing. There's multiple things that go into every goal that you have. So I had to eat correctly. I had to work out correctly. And I had to get accustomed to going to the gym, accustomed to working out. And what was the other thing? And I had to walk. I had to have actions that are in line with achieving the certain body type. And I'll admit there were times that I definitely did way less than I was supposed to. There were times that I just didn't eat correctly, and I didn't go as hard in the gym as I probably could have. And I because of that, my timeline of achieving that body type is slowed down because my actions did not meet the position that I wanted to go to. So I'm claiming it right now. I'm still gonna get to that point, but it's gonna take me a little longer than I thought it should have. It's gonna take me a little longer than I thought it should have. And that's just because my actions didn't match the position that I'm trying to get to. And so in order for you to get that certain thing, your actions have to match. The fruit of the Spirit is huge for me. I have this podcast. I aim to encourage people. I aim to edify people. I don't always care about how many people watch it. My goal is to, if I can impact one person, that's cool. But if I'm not, first of all, if I'm not in my word, it's not going to happen. If I'm not consistently posting and recording, it's not going to happen. Like, my actions have to match the output. The input, if there's no input, there's not going to be any output. The output's going to be zero. If there's zero input, the output is going to be zero. If I'm not doing acts of faith, then the things that I want that are based on faith are not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't ask for something and put no work in for it. It doesn't make any sense. So I encourage you. Let me see if I have any other notes. Where do you want to be? What is that place that you're trying to get to? Do you know the necessary steps in order to get to that place? You don't even have to know all the steps, because as you grow and learn, you learn more. You know, you're not going to know everything from the beginning, of course. And even when you're growing and you're learning, that end goal post might change. It might change. It might turn into something even better. And so you just have to get into the groove of things, be consistent, make sure those actions are actions that are worth that position. Make sure those actions that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and I look like I'm dancing, but make sure those actions that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, match that place that you're trying to get to. And I know this is not super deep. This is like really simple. Just input and output, cause and effect, you know, like compare and contrast. That doesn't make any sense, but I said it anyway. This is really not deep stuff. This is just a reminder that I love that we all have goals. I love that we all have things that we're trying to do. But a lot of people have burnout. A lot of people just quit because they don't feel like doing things anymore. And it's because let's be real. Sometimes you can even do too much. You can be you try to get acclimated to a certain lifestyle, but you're not ready for that. Sometimes you just have to, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta start slow. You just gotta start little by little, and you just continue growing. And that's okay too. But at the end of it all, your actions, you have to start. Your actions have to just match where you're trying to go. Your heart has to match where you're trying to go. Your heart is a tool to ultimately get to your ultimate purpose. It's a tool. You know, sometimes the heart is deceitful, but it's still a tool. Sometimes the heart is deceitful, but it's still a tool. God has given you a purpose. He has given you this heart. He's given you life in order to bring life to other people and to bring life to yourself and to bring glory to God. So if the things that you're not doing on your day-to-day basis are not bringing glory to God, and if it's not attributing to that lifestyle that you want, I'm sorry, it's just not going to work out. It's just not going to work out. So I encourage you just to, one, practice self-control, two, practice self-discipline, and three, practice self getting to the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to get to it, man. You just got to get to it. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Please like, share, subscribe, do all those things. But most importantly, please share. Oh, comment also, but please share. I just want people to be really encouraged for this year. It could be a great year, and it could not be a great year. I just want you to try. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Peace out.